Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Brad Piron and I'm a missionary here at Damascus where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Acts of the Apostles chapter 4 verses 32 through 37. And this is how that reads. The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own. But they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles. And they were distributed to each according to need. Thus Joseph, also named by the apostles Barnabas, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite, a Cypriot by birth, sold a piece of property that he owned, then brought the money and put it at the feet of the apostles. This chapter in the Acts of the Apostles is so powerful, isn't it? It's the chapter where we get insight into what the early Christian community looked like, and that's such a powerful witness. And I love that the first line that we read here in our daily reading is, the community of believers was of one heart and mind. The community of believers was of one heart and mind. Wouldn't this serve us so well in today's world if the church was of one heart and one mind? You know, I think about Mass on Sunday, and when we go into the Creed and we're speaking about the church, we say that we believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. The first thing that we say is that we believe in one church, right? One. That the oneness of the church from the very beginning has been something that we should hold paramount. And you know, in today's world, what I'm afraid of is that the divisiveness in the world has gotten into the oneness of the church, not the oneness of the church into the world. That in the early community, we read here that they were of one heart and mind. And I believe our world is in need of a church that has one heart and one mind again. A church that could set aside differences in practice, could set aside differences in opinion, and could root themselves on the foundational truth of Jesus Christ, right? And we're here in this Easter season, and he is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. Amen. He has risen from the dead, and his rising from the dead showed us that Jesus is actually greater than everything in the world. And because he's greater than everything in the world, he can also bring solution to everything in the world. And it's through the oneness of the church that the divisiveness in the world is to be overcome. I love that it goes further and it says, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. And how often in our times today we believe that we've earned something, right? That like, this is mine. Yet God is the owner of everything. We're just called to steward and manage it. Amen. That he's the owner of everything. That we're just called to be the stewards and the managers of it. And if we could just see our community in this way, if we could just see our brothers and sisters in this way, that anything I've been gifted with in my life can be gifted to those around me so that they can live a life that's more holistic, more holy, that would be getting to the heart of how they carried out community in the early church. And it says, with great power, and that word power in the Greek is dunamis. And dunamis is the same word that we use for the word dynamite. It's spelled D-Y-N-A-M-U-S, dunamis. With great dunamis, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Don't you want to witness to that resurrection with great dunamis? You know, when I think about the word dunamis, when I think about the word dynamite, when we would put dynamite onto a property somewhere and that dynamite was to detonate, the one thing I can guarantee is that that property would never be the same. And I wonder if we could operate out of a power, a dunamis, that would allow every place that we go to say that same thing, that because Brad or because Sue or because John came here, this place will never be the same. That's what the apostles did. And it says great favor was accorded them all. I want to live under that favor. I believe you want to live under that favor. It's the gift of the Christian life to live under the favor of God. The apostles, they were stepping into this resurrected reality, and it's the same resurrected reality that we step into during this Easter season. And may we bring that resurrection to the world, a resurrection that is united, a resurrection that is one, that is holy, that is Catholic, and that is apostolic, that goes out onto mission and shares the good news with the world. Let's have all things in common. Let's be of one heart and one mind. This has been a scripture reflection on the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verses 32 through 37. Again, my name is Brad Piron, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.